As a result of the Children's Hospital and the National Broadband Plan, we've wasted billions. And because of that, we're not able to fund the mica problem. We're not able to fund Fin Harps. We're not able to fund things like, obviously the stroke unit in Letterkenny Hospital. So that was the reason. I was just drawing attention to it.
Now, look, I mean, you can be a controversial person. You've said controversial things. But this campaign... You took it seriously. I'm not saying you didn't previously, by the way, but I mean, you were talking about the important issues, about mica-affected homes, about the stroke unit. Are you surprised that that didn't resonate more with the public? We're looking at maybe around about maybe 1,200 votes. I think most people would have had you way above that, if you know what I mean. And or is it just a bizarre election with lots of candidates?
Well, unfortunately, I thought the election was going to be in May, so I had back surgery on the 30th of December.
Right.
And so we were completely sort of taken by the timing of it. And then, unfortunately, Facebook, for their own reason, blocked us out of all promotions. So we were relying heavily on promoting on social media because we don't have a large organization and we don't have tens of dozens of people who are out knocking on doors. So we were relying on a social media campaign. And unfortunately, Facebook, they lifted their ban, their block on me at 6 o'clock on Friday. So that was, it is what it is.
Too late in the day.
We needed to be really promoting ourselves on the issues on social media.
Politically, what next?
Oh, no idea.
Have you had your fling of it? You've done the presidential campaign. You've put in a great showing there. You know, you've done the local stuff. I've just been kicked off our live stream from Facebook, by the way. Maybe it's your face. We're looking to reestablish that. But no, seriously, do you think maybe you can have more of an influence as a commentator now rather than elected office?
We'll see. You know, obviously the people of Donegal have spoken, and therefore I respect their voice. And the definition of stupidity is insanity, is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. We've put back basically the same people that were there before, irrespective of who gets it, whether it's Joe or whether it's, our Thomas Pringle or Pat the Cope. I mean, basically, we're putting back the same people who've been there for the last 4 years, and they haven't had made any difference at all to the Donegal. I find it just sad that that's the case. We're voting back the same people and expecting a different result. And
Peter, given that you got just 1.5%, surely that's sending out some kind of a message to you, isn't it?
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
People want to have more of the same, and they'll get more of the same, and we'll be exactly the same. It was interesting that Joe McHugh said that it'll be up for the next government to enforce the mica resolution, and the 40 million, coming up with a 40 million resolution the week before the election is not just insulting to the people of Donegal, it's disingenuous. I mean, 40 million wouldn't even fill in the cracks.
Yeah, but I mean, in fairness, they have said that, this is a rolling situation and that,
And it could take 25 years to resolve.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised given the extent of the mica problem, and we don't even know. I mean, the official figures we have is, I think it's grossly underestimated.
I think it'll be 1.5 billion, and I said the solution to it is to take 25% of the shares of AIB Bank and ring fence them and say that those shares should be used to fund the solution to mica. We bailed out AIB. AIB should bail out mica, and that's as simple as the solution that you can get for it.
Have you enjoyed your time in politics?
No.
I haven't been in politics yet.
Have you enjoyed your time trying to be in politics?
You contested. You did very well. You got 223,000 in the presidential.
I got 324,727.
Peter,
yes.
Do you think you should have drawn a line under it there, or are you happy that you...
Hindsight is, 2020 and all that stuff. Look, you're here to make a difference. And if I've got people to sit up and think about a few things, a few issues, if I've made people think a little bit differently, then that's all you can do. So,
Are you happy with your campaign, or could you have done it better?
Could you have done it differently? It's hard to do it much worse. Obviously we expected the election to be in May, so we were completely taken by, by the election in February. So,
Right.
And unfortunately, we didn't have the time to prepare the way we would have wanted to. And then, of course, Facebook blocked us out, you know, for the last 8 days.
Is that because of your I mean, you know...
Oh, they wrote and apologized and said it was a mistake that they shouldn't have blocked us out.
Is it because they...
No, they've acknowledged that it was a mistake that they shouldn't have.
Okay.
So we've got it in...
But would it have made a substantial difference?
I think it would have, I think Facebook and Twitter does make a difference, yeah. So.
Well, I'd certainly prefer to have it at my disposal than not have it.
And we had the money there allocated to fund it. So, anyway.